rally for Bongo voters. And I'm guessing that Bongo voters may even hear calls from the PAP in the coming days for voters to remember how DPN Gan Kim Yong is head of the Economic Resilience Task Force, and it is important to elect him into Parliament to help steer the task force and Singapore through these difficult times. I hope they will not do so. But if they do so, it will raise the very question of why did the PAP send DPM Gan Kim Yong to Pongo at the last minute? I have great respect for DPM Gan Kim Yong in my last 10 years in Parliament, and I certainly hope that PAP will not raise this argument in this election.
Too many Singaporeans are living with growing pressure, rising anxiety, and shrinking hope. We live in one of the most expensive cities in the world. Yeah. And even public housing, once our proudest achievement, has over the years become less and less affordable for many. We see young couples postponing marriage because they can't afford or can't secure a flat early enough. We see middle-aged Singaporeans juggling aging parents and growing children, worried that one illness or one layoff will push them over the edge. We see seniors who gave their best years to this country, still working well into their late 70s and even 80s, clearing trays, wiping tables, cleaning toilets, just to survive. And we see parents exhausted by an education system that pushes their children to breaking point. And children who are losing their joy and curiosity under the weight of endless tests. And we see workers facing uncertain futures in a world of gig jobs, AI disruption, rising costs, and falling security. And we hear more and more in conversations over dinner tables, in taxis, in coffee shops, Singaporeans saying, maybe there's a better life somewhere else. Maybe we should move somewhere else where our dollar can be stretched a little further. Now, let me be clear. These are not complaints. These are not attacks. These are cries from the heart of a people who love their country and want it to work for everyone. They are symptoms of a system that was built for yesterday, not for the challenges of today, and certainly not for the world of tomorrow. So, the question before us is simple. Are we ready to reset? Yeah. Are we ready to rethink? Yeah. Are we ready to renew? I'm glad because the challenges ahead are real. The world is changing. It is faster, more competitive, more unpredictable. And if we, as a nation, do not change, we risk falling seriously behind. The future requires us to adapt, to change, to open up. And if we want to move forward, we must dare to change. Yeah.
I want to make life more affordable for every Singaporean household. Rising prices are squeezing family budgets. The GST increase to 9%, high utility bills, and escalating costs have made life harder for all of us. We need practical solutions. And that's why the Workers' Party has proposed them. We want to exempt essential goods from GST. We want tiered pricing for utilities so that the lowest income groups can pay less. And we want free public transport in off-peak hours for our seniors and pioneers. Secondly, I stand for supporting young Singaporeans and young families like myself. Housing is still a top concern. We need clear affordability metrics for first-time homeowners. We need to allow singles access to housing at a younger age. And we need to bring waiting times back to what they were decades ago. Third, I stand for education that nurtures creativity and critical thinking for our youngest minds. We must reduce examination stress. We must cap class sizes. And we must start schools later so our children can relax a little bit at the end of the work, at the end of the school day. Fourthly, I stand for future-ready jobs and skills. In a rapidly evolving economy, Singaporeans need both protection during transitions and support to develop new skills. We need mandatory retrenchment benefits, not just guidelines. And we also need better access to upskilling courses. But most importantly, I stand for Singapore.
Over the past 5 years, your Sengkang MPs have responded to the call of duty and held the government to account. These include big national issues, like what happened in the Allianz AIA deal, how COVID-19 was being handled, how our NRIC numbers were being compromised, and when we will fix the scourge of scams and fraud. But we have also spoken up on matters that ring close to the hearts of the people of Sengkang. We've asked how we can mitigate the roar of jet overflights, why there are no lifts for certain overhead bridges in Rivervale and Anchorvale, if we can increase bus services in Compassvale, and whether child and after-school care in our town is enough. The numbers, they speak for themselves. We have posed 420 such questions over the past 5 years. And the average PAP backbencher, 150. We have also delivered, on average, more speeches, again, on issues of national and local concern than the average PAP MP. More than 100 from us, compared to about 60 by them. Sengkang Town Council has submitted more than 100 project proposals every year for everything from senior citizen corners to playgrounds and fitness equipment to community gardens and landscaping projects and, of course, covered walkways. Last year, we topped all town councils in Singapore, proposing 245 projects. And if you want, do you want to guess how many the grassroots advisor-led CCCs, those that our opponents here in Sengkang led, submitted? Four each year.
5 years ago, in the middle of a global pandemic, voters in Sengkang GRC took a huge leap of faith in the Workers' Party to work for you, to be your voice in Parliament. And that is why we are here tonight, why all of us are here together on this rally field. Because we have a vision for Singapore. We want to see a Singapore with diverse voices heard in Parliament, representing what you have to say. We want to see a Singapore where our children are able to thrive, where our children can speak out responsibly without fear, to tell the government what they want their Singapore to be. The power to create this Singapore is in your hands. This future is not only shaped by the PAP, the Workers' Party, or any political party. It is one that is shaped by you. You have the power to be bold, to step up and vote for a better Singapore. Join us, step up to vote for the Workers' Party, for us to continue working for Singapore. Thank you.
We cannot be passive citizens. We must be active participants in our democracy. And we have to be fighters when we need to be. Just like what the people in Hougang have taught us. You know, One PAP candidate, when introducing himself, called Hougang voters fighters. He is correct. They are fighters. But he called them fighters so that he could say he was also a fighter like them. He wanted to borrow their glory. But he forgot to ask himself one question. How did the people of Hougang become fighters? They did not become fighters by choice. So what made them fighters? They had the iron in their spine to vote opposition and vote for the Workers' Party. When elections come, the PAP brings out labubu, teddy bears, ice cream, fish, eggs, and the latest, toothbrushes. But if the PAP wins big and you have a parliament with only opposition NCMPs, the PAP won't need to listen to Singaporeans. The PAP will claim to have a strong mandate, by which it means it can do whatever it wants. One of the things that the PAP did recently was to turbocharge inflation by raising GST during a time when inflation was already raging. How could it do that? You do not hike GST when inflation is surging. Your people suffer more. But the PAP dominates our political scene. It can make such serious errors of judgment in timing and then give out teddy bears, ice cream, and toothbrushes.